damn it.
Yeah, that hurt my ears.
Oh, yes.
I had it turned down.
Loud.
Shut up. Now I'm really mad.
It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
I think somebody messed with the levels over there. Or you think I just effed up?
I mean, because that's twice? The first time it's ever hurt my ears.
God damn it.
Todd is normally the one that has the volume problem.
I know.
Apologize. It's too late.
Meltdown on myself. Yeah. Something's got me pissed off. We want to hear from you guys, too. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. You know what? I will acquiesce.
Anna, what
is your meltdown?
My meltdown.
Yes.
There is a certain breed of person at the gym.
Oh, no.
I tell you.
Oh, boy.
Listen, I don't mind if you want to use your phone and not get a good workout on your own time.
Oh, yeah.
But when you're sitting on the only seated leg press and you're just on your phone using that machine as a chair.
Hell no.
When I'm trying to get my lift on.
Son of a bitch.
You're pissing me off.
I'm mad for you.
Get up or get out. Let's do this, folks. I want to see those legs burning.
Yeah, you fat bitch.
But instead, you're just sitting there. Now, is it rude for me to go up and be like, excuse me, sir, are you using it? Because I've done that before. And then they go, yeah, I am. And then all of a sudden, boom, they're in a full-blown workout. But they weren't in a workout for the last 10 minutes. Because they've been on their phone, Facebooking.
Hanging out.
Hanging out on the seated leg press.
Like little bitches.
When the gym is busy. And just because you're older than 65 doesn't mean that I won't get in your friggin' face and tell you to bust a move.
Yeah.
I'll bust wide open.
Bust wide open.
So, yeah, that's mine.
I like it. You feel better?
No.
I do. Ryan Adams, what's got your sweet, sweet soul upset today?
Drivers.
Yeah?
And the fact that they hang out in my blind spot a lot.
Oh, that's the worst.
That is the worst.
Yeah.
It's like you don't know if they want you to speed up or slow down. It's like you're trying to get over, especially on the Howard Franklin Bridge.
Oh, you bastard.
You know, already almost a parking lot, and then it finally starts to go, and you're trying to get over, and the guy behind just won't speed up, and you can't.
And it's dangerous. Like,
yeah.
And that's one of the things I taught my son when I was teaching him how to drive recently. Don't drive in somebody's blind spot because you're begging for somebody to just clip you.
It is a thing. Like, I don't think people realize there's a blind spot when you drive.
People think, and as long as I'm in my lane.
No. No.
Yeah, no.
Either speed up or slow down and let me the hell over.
You want to flip them off?
I don't because I don't want to die.
Man, let's stop being pussies. Let's get back to really road raging the way we want to.
No, I did already. I did a couple days ago.
Let's do it. Flip everybody off.
I do.
Hell yeah. Double fist.
Well, I got to keep one hand on the wheel.
Now you don't. Let Jesus take the wheel.
I saw what that did. It didn't work.
True. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I have a meltdown. And this is something that is millennial based. And I don't want to be the old guy that's like, you goddamn millennials.
But you are.
You sons of bitches. When I was a boy, we didn't have. Sorry. When I was a boy. God damn it. So long ago. Now, I cook a lot of food. I consider myself a very accomplished home chef, somebody that has worked in kitchens but never went to culinary school. But I do hang around enough chefs and do absorb enough chef knowledge via YouTube and other outlets online that I'm very passionate about cooking. And I do like the results, and I do like to take pictures, and I do like to post it on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter every now and then.
We know.
Not really as a, ooh, look how awesome I am, but more or less to keep people, like, you know, involved because people care. The listeners care what I'm cooking and what I'm eating. Whether you believe it or not, people actually want to know what I'm whipping up in the old Bell kitchen. So I do it. But now there is something that is starting to catch fire on Instagram when it comes to food.
What's that?
It's lettuce, Anna.
Oh, I'm familiar with lettuce.
Yes. You eat it. You've been fired for it.
I've stolen it.
Yes. But this is no ordinary lettuce. This is a radicchio. Are you familiar with radicchio?
I'm sorry?
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous?
Don't be ridiculous.
No. I thought you were speaking Spanish to me.
No, ridiculous is it's a lettuce. It's good. You know, it's got a little bit of a kind of a pepperiness to it.
That did not look like peppery.
It looks like I'm actually cupping a man's balls. I know, but that's not what I'm doing. No. But this is not your ordinary lettuce. This lettuce is popular because, and I don't know when this thing become a thing, it's completely pink.
Hmm.
It's pink lettuce. Pink lettuce.
Sounds festive.
Hmm. Yeah, but what?
Why you don't like pink lettuce?
I just stop it. Just eat green lettuce. Make it nice.
It looks like rose petals.
I don't want to eat, I bet it tastes like poop. I'm just saying.
It's all the way pink, too.
It's pink. Like, it is.
Pink.
Pink, yeah. But it's my problem is it's blowing up everywhere. Like, it really is. I'm starting to see it on every timeline. I guess the actual name of this ridiculous is Rosa di Verona, which sounds like an artist that would have pink hair. Here's the other problem. It's $5 a head, Anna, for one head of lettuce.
But it's pink, Johnny. It's pink.
That's why it's $5 a head. That also pisses me off.
I've never even seen it in stores.
Me neither. And now it's blowing up.
You have to get it on Amazon.
Guess what? Mm. It's going to be everywhere now. That's the thing. I'm pre-aggravated by pink lettuce because now it's going to get shoved down our throats. Literally and figuratively and also visually. There's nothing we can do. Pink lettuce time. Stupid. You're not cool because you got pink lettuce. You jerks. Yeah, did I make 48-hour sous vide bacon over the weekend? You goddamn right I did. That was cool and delicious. Like cotton candy in your mouth. Delicious. Yeah, did I go round two on my Japanese ramen? Hell yes, I did. Did I post it? You damn right. It was delicious. I made broth for 2 days out
with
of
your,
pork bones.
What was that called that you got? The Sobi?
Huh?
Zuka?
Huh? What'd you call me?
When you went to the Japanese store or the whatever it is, the Asian store.
Bless you.
Huh? Yeah. You said you picked up some ingredients.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, I was looking for kombu, which is a dried kelp that you use to really build your dashi.
Dashi.
Which is a broth.
All right.
So here's the thing, too. When you go to the Oriental Market, and that's not racist. They call it the Oriental
Market. Yeah, I know. I've seen it.
Inanimate objects you can call Oriental. People you cannot call Oriental. It is not right. So I went up to a gentleman that worked there, and I said, kombu? And he was obviously not Japanese. It's a Japanese word. He was probably Vietnamese, if I had to guess. And he, at that point, he looked at me and goes, no, a Viet. And he points at his face like, his name is a Viet. And I go, oh, nice to meet you, Viet. Where can I find a kombu? He's like, oh, no, a Viet. And I go, oh, this is not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
So I had to just, like, search high and low with a million ingredients and find it myself. But yeah, my ramen turned out awesome. I made pork broth. You have to boil it forever so that all the marrow gets out of the bone and like seasons the broth, and you got to skim the funk off the top. And it was so good though when I finally made it. I was so pork belly.
How long did it take the whole thing? Whole shebang?
2 days.
Oh my God. For one meal? Hashtag not worth it.
Yeah, we stretched it out into a couple meals. I still got leftovers, too, at the house. Maybe I'll eat some when I get to the crib. You never know. You know what I'm saying? A little ramen for that ass. So, pink ridiculous. Not a fan. Not a fan. Just not. Well, you guys, if you don't want to melt down, look, some people are happy. Some people are okay with their lives. You ain't got to do it. We'll move on.
It's a lot of good weekends, I guess.
I guess so.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.